How does the dental implant process work?
Once you've been identified as a candidate to receive a dental implant, because not everybody is a good candidate for it, but the first thing that happens is, you know, stage one is placing the implant. And the implant basically looks like a big screw that takes the place of a root of a tooth, okay? I put it in the bone, and that may require some augmentation of the bone with a graft or whatnot. And typically I sew the gums over top the implant and the bone graft and allow the implant to heal underneath the gum tissue. You need a minimum of about 4 months where the implant heals to the surrounding bone and basically becomes the like a root, okay? It becomes your anchor, all right? Then I'll bring the patient back, take an x-ray to evaluate the bone around the implant. If it looks like it's healed, then stage two is uncovering the implant. And it's a real quick 5-minute procedure where I just numb up the gums right on top of the implant, make a little opening, and place a button on, a metal button on the implant known as a healing abutment, and send you back to your general dentist. A gum tissue, unlike bone, heals real quick, so you can see your general dentist the following week. What they're gonna do is unscrew the metal button, put a little device into the implant, and take an impression so that the lab knows where I put the implant relative to, well, in your jawbone relative to the teeth next to it and the bite, the opposing bite. And the lab will custom build you a crown that goes on that implant that fits your bite perfectly. It's a process is what I want patients to take away from this, okay? But if everything goes ideally from the time the implant goes in, it's about 5 months before you actually have a tooth on it that you can function and chew with.